why did you decide to put your name forward and run in this 2021 federal election?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Like most Canadians, let's be real, most of us aren't paying deeply to politics. And I would say generally that's because most of us are pretty, you know, satisfied or we're in our lives. But when the pandemic came along, many of us were, you know, pulled into the world of politics. It came to decisions that were being made by policymakers, were directly affecting our day-to-day lives. And like many people, I started paying attention in a deeper way. Now, my personal passion is actually in philosophy. I've studied cultures and philosophies from all around the world. And what I started to recognize was particular patterns of what I recognized as a Marxist philosophy emerging within our political realm. The type of policies and bills that I felt were being passed through the pandemic, which generally weren't getting a lot of coverage, directly showed that we were going to more government control, bigger governments, bigger systems. And I personally feel that's a detrimental way to go based upon other countries in history.
So what in particular drew you to want to be a representative with the People's Party? What drew you to that particular party?
What drew me to the People's Party of Canada is their platform. Actually, when I decided to get involved, I was going to run independently. It was only after I read the People's Party of Canada platform that I said, yes, I can get behind this, because this is a platform that gives freedoms back to its people. It protects the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It protects individual choices. And I understand that with times like a pandemic, it's, of course, we all need to make sacrifices. However, at this time, you know, we're going 18, 19 months into this. It's time, in my perspective, it's time to restore our country, not to the new normal, but to the normal that we know before COVID. And that's protected by our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And it's protected by the platform that the People's Party of Canada and our leader, Maxime Bernier, created. And so when I read the platform, I really got behind the platform. This is a platform of freedom. It's a platform of prosperity. It's a platform that allows Canadians to choose their own destiny, and it reduces federal government power and spending.
So at this point, as we're chatting now, we're just over halfway through the election campaign. What have you been hearing from constituents as you go door to door, or as, you know, they reach out to you on social media and what have you?
Sure. Well, I feel like it's quite an interesting election because it's quite split in many different ways. Some people like the fact that we stand for freedom, but they're a little bit nervous about COVID still. They like our immigration policies, but, you know, they're not really sure about maybe the Energy East pipeline. And this is what I found. This is to be true for all the candidates. It's a little bit of like, oh my goodness, you have some good points. You have some things I don't agree with. And overall, I think that's a healthy thing. It's that means people are paying attention. I find that people are getting much more informed and they're doing their own research, which is a good thing overall for everyone, so people can make informed decisions. So what I would say right now is that it's anybody's race right now. The People's Party of Canada were the fastest growing political party in the country. More people that learn about us, especially the conservative base, as soon as conservatives learn about the platform of the People's Party of Canada, they're on board with us. What's really interesting is we've drawn a lot of people from who would be traditionally liberal or even NDP or Green voters. And we're also drawing, I've talked to a ton of people who have never voted before, but who will be casting their vote this election because they're not happy with the way that the pandemic was handled and how it affected their small business, how there's a lot of pressure from governments towards parents and children. And many people don't like that the government is overstepping their personal choices and now making choices for their body. And so this is the overall atmosphere that I've been discussing. You know what? I've had great conversations with people of all sides, and I feel that people are being overall very respectful and very open to hearing new thoughts and opinions, which is very nice to see.
I want to stick with the pandemic for a couple of questions here. Of course, with the pandemic, you know, that's really put healthcare under the microscope. Here in New Brunswick, like many other provinces, we're facing a massive shortage of both nurses and physicians. Now, understanding that, you know, it's kind of up to provinces to deliver healthcare currently, what would you and the People's Party do to help address this?
Yeah, it's a great question. First of all, I'm going to address healthcare in a much different way than the other parties. And this was clear on our first get-together at the Newcomers Association a few nights ago when healthcare came up. And I said, guys, we need to tell the truth. And the truth is this. When you open up the fridge and you continuously choose bad foods, when you continuously eat fast foods, when our riding, which has an obesity challenge, does not address that, then anything else is Band-Aid solutions. And I no longer want to provide Band-Aid solutions. I want to tell St. John Rosse and the people of our riding and of Canada the truth. And the truth is we need to make healthy lifestyle changes and take personal responsibility for our health. And when we make good, healthy lifestyle changes, and as your member of parliament, that's what I'll be encouraging. I won't be pandering to Big Pharma and calling Big Pharma healthcare. Healthcare means making good, healthy choices. We've got wonderful parks and trails. There's so much opportunity to live a healthy lifestyle here in St. John Rosse Riding. We should be the fittest and the most healthy city in Canada with the amount of nature and opportunities we have, and we're not. And no politician is brave enough to say it, but I truly want to help people. And that means telling you the truth, even if it's unpalatable, even if it's sometimes a little bit like, ooh, yeah, I kind of know what he's saying is right, but I don't really want to accept it. We have to accept the truth. So what I want to do at a federal level is support programs that promote healthy lifestyle, that allow people to learn about health outside of Big Pharma and get back to natural living.
And of course, you know, not only has healthcare been thrust into the center of spotlight because of the pandemic, you know, many businesses have been struggling over the past year and a half, some being forced to close, others have had to reduce their staff. What would the People's Party and you personally do to help support them?
Yeah, well, we would end all the mandates. We would end the love. We would open up our economy. The pandemic is over. You know, we have many people, if according to the numbers that the province has shared with us, we have reached well over herd immunity. Like other, situations that we've dealt with in the past, it's time to open up. I was just at beauty salon. Small business, many beauty salons and small businesses have struggled, and the government, in my opinion, has not stood up. To me, it was completely nonsense. Like, why was Walmart and Costco allowed to stay open, but here I live on the West Side, and my corner store, West Side corner store, had to close at 5. Was the virus more dangerous in small businesses than it is in multi-global corporations? This is the questions that I want to present people and say, think about this for a sec. All of these major national corporations were allowed to operate, but Canadian small businesses were stifled. A PPC government will end all that, and we will open up our economy. We will take away these restrictions, and we will give people their choice. If you want to wear a mask, that's your choice. If you want to have a vaccine, that's your choice. And as a Canadian small business owner, we will get out of your way so you can run your business. We said it from the beginning, all businesses are essential because all businesses provide food, bread, and butter on the table. To pick and choose is not the government's choice, and I believe that was just, quite frankly, it was corrupt, it was biased, and it was wrong.
Now, of course, something you've also mentioned, too, and I've seen on your social media, is affordable housing, and that's become a huge concern for a lot of people, particularly here in New Brunswick. You know, we saw the largest increase in average rent prices year over year. What would you do to try to help address that and help those who are having a hard time trying to find affordable housing?
Yes, it's a very sad situation that we're in. So first of all, people have to understand that would mainly be on the federal, in the provincial jurisdiction. However, Mr. Higgs right now is sitting on millions and millions of dollars. I don't have a name. I've heard all the way up to $100 million, but I don't, like, you know, I'm not sure if that's accurate. So I want to be honest with that. But he's sitting on money that was actually allotted by the federal government for affordable housing that he's choosing to sit on and not spend. And we have to ask, why isn't he spending that money? Also, from the federal level, I'd be able to put pressure on the provincial government and say, hey, why don't you make some legislation like BC has done to protect our renters, to protect the folks here in New Brunswick? If we continue to go where we're going, we're going to have a major crisis, and it can be easily solved at the provincial level. Now, from the federal level, I'm not going to pander to Canadians. Again, I am telling the truth. We are broke. $354 billion all the way up to reports of over $1 trillion in debt. At the federal level, we cannot continue to promise federal funding. We need to balance our budget, and we're the only party saying that we will balance the budget. We have a plan to balance the budget in 4 years, and we will execute that plan. The biggest challenge we have right now, and the biggest challenge that we're going to face, is inflation. It's the secret tax that hurts us all. And right now, the way that all other parties are advocating federal funding, they're buying your votes. They're pandering to your emotions. I want to speak to your intelligence and tell you it's time to make some really tough choices. It may not be popular, but it's the truth. And the truth is, we need to stop spending at a federal level. We need to balance our budgets, get our debts back under control, and bring us down. And our goal is to have a zero inflation target. Nobody else is promising that. Nobody's talking about fiscal responsibility, which will directly impact the people of St. John Rossay. It'll impact our when we go to the grocery store. It'll impact our housing. It'll impact our purchasing power. So that's what we can do at a federal level. And we put pressure on the provincial government. Mr. Higgs, use the money that you have to help the people of New Brunswick. Stop stifling them and stop disempowering them for more control. That's what's going on, and it needs to be exposed.
And lastly, of course, as you're aware and others are aware, there's a recent study from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change sounding what they described as a code red for humanity, warning that global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control. I guess what would you and your party do to focus on that and help address climate change?
Yeah, look, climate change is a difficult subject because right away, of course, we're the party that's pegged as anti-climate. But it's not true at all. It makes no sense that anyone is anti-climate. Everybody gets, you know, that the climate, well, we are dependent on the climate, and our relationship with nature has to improve. Everybody can get behind that, including us. We do believe that the climate scare is hysteria, just like it's political. This is where I encourage people, read Marxist political theory, read the Communist Manifesto, read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, read The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli. These are all literatures that explains to you how political and war strategies are used. Now, this may sound kind of out there for a lot of people, but these are the type, this is the knowledge I bring to the table. These are things that I've studied. These are political tactics that are being used to scare the population and stifle economies. We are the only party that says, look, we have to use the resources that we have. We will open the Energy East pipeline. Pipelines are safer right now than what we're transporting in trains. Also, we talk about the carbon tax as a way to fight climate change. How is taxing Canadian people fighting climate change? We need to make personal and individual choices to live more in harmony. Why don't we speak about the fact that the government is spraying our foods, that our soil is being degraded by massive agricultural projects? Let's go back to independent farmers. Let's go back to Canadian farmers having control of their crops, having more independence. This will help our environment. This will help restore our soil. And we want to put a program in place to help our clean water, to make sure that we've got clean rivers, clean lakes, and clean soil. And this will help us improve our food consumption. Again, we talked about health, and start to build us up like this. This is a very different approach than the other parties. The other parties are simply going to throw money and more federal funding. Climate change is being used as a political propaganda to scare us, and now we hear about climate lockdowns. This is, if you understand, again, that's why I recommend people read The Art of War. The number one principle of war is that all war is deception. They are deceiving us, and they're creating hysteria. hysteria, especially amongst the younger folks, because we've been trained in this very Marxist political theory. If anybody understands Marxist political theory, they'll understand what it is that I'm saying, and they'll realize that, yes, we should be investing in technology to improve our environment, but we are not in a crisis as political entities or people that are very power hungry. They love to use crisis and fear to make us comply with unreasonable policies.